T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Obviously, we've made progress as a country. You know, a lot of people have their opinions about Donald Trump. I think he does a great job.
98.7 and 1330, KNSS, Stephen, 10 in the morning now. Three big things. Shoplifter pulls gun on store security officer. No one injured at Dillon's at Central and Rock.
Two.
Wichita officials shuffling city funds to keep a golf course and library branches open.
One.
Bodies of couple found in South Wichita home, apparent victims of carbon monoxide poisoning. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Today's gasoline prices out there. I'm seeing $2.59 a gallon, so down just a little bit ahead of the weekend. $2.59 a gallon here in the Wichita area. Traffic update on KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny, breezy, and warm today with a high of 94 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight. The overnight low 72. Saturday, partly cloudy. 10% chance for rain tomorrow with a high of 91. Now partly cloudy. South wind at 5 miles per hour and 69 degrees. 6:49, Steve, and 8:49, Steve, and 10 in the morning. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we've got the Glenn Beck program here on KNSS. It's Bill O'Reilly Day. Bill O'Reilly News of the Day on Glenn Beck. That's coming up at 9 o'clock on KNSS.
Always a good Friday segment.
Yeah,
yep.
It's always. Glenn Jacobs, a WWE wrestler known as Kane, has won the bout for mayor in Tennessee's third largest county. Jacobs, a Republican who also runs an insurance and real estate company, was leading Democrat Linda Haney by a large margin, with most of the votes counted in Knox County yesterday. The Knoxville News Sentinel reports Jacobs claimed victory at his watch party, saying his decision to seek the mayor's job was met at first with pretty resounding laughter from some politicians. But
they're not laughing now.
Kane is going to do his thing there as the mayor. Stocks ended the day mixed Thursday.
The Dow dropped by 7 points at 25,326, but the Nasdaq and the S&P gained. In fact, the Nasdaq was up 1.25%. Thank you, Apple. We did see that index up 95 points at 7802. The S&P 500 up almost 14 points at 2827. Let's get right to Apple. Apple broke through the $1 trillion mark in market value. Stock was up about 3%, hit a new all-time high of 208.38, and closed to the upside by almost $6. It is the first U.S. company to break $1 trillion. The rest of the tech stocks also finished to the upside, including Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, and Google. On the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Nicole Petalides, Fox News.
8:51 now, Steve and Ted here on a Friday morning, and recognizing women in business is editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal honoring the 26 Women in Business Award winners. The Wichita Business Journal and Cox Business handing out the 2018 awards Thursday during a luncheon at the Hyatt. Profiles of all the winners featured in the weekly edition of the WBJ. The honorees come from a variety of industries and backgrounds. Three previous Women in Business honorees chosen to enter the Women in Business Hall of Fame. We also feature profiles on them. Wichita realtor Cindy Carnahan of the Carnahan Group, Elizabeth King, president and CEO of the WSU Foundation, and Jill Docking, Senior Vice President of Baird Private Wealth Management. It's amazing to see the talent we have in Wichita. This week we offer a special report on cybersecurity and tech trends. Tech leaders in the Wichita area are trying to get others to feel the sense of urgency they feel about creating a local tech workforce. They say Wichita needs to grow its tech sector to compete with Kansas City, Oklahoma, and Des Moines. They point out that tech is important to all industries. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Oh, Bill, today is National Watermelon Day. Are you aware that watermelon is 92% water?
Well, it certainly seems like it's not surprising, that's for sure.
Hence the name watermelon.
Right.
Or they would have called it green cantaloupe. or Grantalo, something like that. But this is it's very refreshing. As you, I'm sure
super
you're
tasty.
A watermelon person.
Oh my gosh, you bet.
Especially in the summertime. Ah, it's fond memories of my dad slicing up that watermelon.
Yeah, it just
you take that
evokes
that
summertime.
Wedge shape there. And you just you put your face in it, and then you have to spit out the seeds, of course.
Get that. That's much easier just to go to Dillon's and get it pre-cubed.
Yeah, get it cubed. Yeah, if you're lazy, that's right.
Which I am.
People have been digging this tasty, juicy fruit for millennia. It all started in ancient Egypt.
Did you know my gosh.
That's right.
Wow.
Ancient Egypt. It's said that the watermelon cultivation began in the Nile Valley as early as the second millennium B.C. Watermelon seeds were found, even found in King Tut's tomb.
Hmm.
How about that? Apparently when King Tut went to the great beyond, they put a big slice of watermelon in there with him.
There you go.
Just a little interesting stuff for you.
And I've got the song It's Watermelon Time, sung by Perry Como on my
there
iTunes
you go.
At home.
You really? Do
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Perry, I didn't know Perry Como had a hit of Watermelon Time. How's
sure,
it go?
I'm not sure it was a hit.
You know, can you remember any of the lyrics, Ted?
No. No, okay. No, I don't.
Well, Perry Como, you can't miss.
Exactly.
Right. All right, National Watermelon Day, and if you don't like that, it's International Beer Day, and you can put them both together and you can have your watermelon.
There you go. Then you got a weekend right there.
Yes, sounds like a good weekend. All right, guys, thank you. 8:55 now, Steve and Ted coming up at 9 o'clock, KNSS News. Cities paying for Cobox anti-immigration efforts. That story coming up. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.